This is KUT. While children and many grown-ups were off Monday for the Labor Day holiday, some people were working. Among them, candidates for Austin City Council in this fall's election. KUT's Joy Diaz reports those candidates are working so much on their campaigns that some people argue they're not focusing on their main goal, getting to know their district's needs.
So how busy are city council candidates these days? Pretty busy, according to groups who actually keep track of the events candidates are attending. One of those groups is the League of Women Voters. Frances McIntyre is with the League, and she says her group actually contributed to packing the candidates' schedules. But they did so because they saw a need.
Well, with a new system like 10 districts, we knew that there would be a lot of candidates who had probably not run for office before.
So, in order to educate the more inexperienced candidates, the League partnered with other organizations and created something that could be called a candidate school. The crash course lasted over a month.
They talked about budget, they talked about Austin Energy, they talked about city services, what all the things that the prospective city council folks are going to have to deal with when they get on council.
But beyond learning about what they'll be doing once they make it to city council, candidates need to get their name out. That's why many of them are everywhere. Elizabeth Pagano is a reporter with the Austin Monitor, an online publication that focuses on local politics. As part of her job, she has to attend most of these events, and her calendar is filling up too.
At this point, over the next 2 months, there's something like 29 mayoral forums taking place.
And that doesn't include events for each of the 10 districts. Pagano says on top of forums, candidates are attending barbecues and meeting with neighborhood associations, and most are holding full-time jobs. While visibility creates name recognition, Pagano also sees a downside to candidates attending every event.
These are citywide groups attempting to get all of the candidates represented, but they're sort of dealing with citywide issues.
And not with district-specific needs, which is the original intent of having candidates that run exclusively in one district. This campaign season, though, is unique. It's the first time this dynamic is playing out, and it's the only time every district will be participating. In the future, there will be staggered terms, and that may help subsequent campaigns create better strategies. Joy Diaz, KUT News.